It's now time for the reality check with our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat. Brittany Light takes us to Kauai, an outpost for a radio station with an interesting past and an uncertain future. Good morning, Brittany.
Hi, Catherine.
So your headline, Time Runs Out for this radio station that tracks time. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a fun story. You know, I lived on Kauai for quite a few years, and I had no idea this existed out there on the Navy base at PMRF, but quite an important tool for timekeeping is there. And for decades and decades, it was the way of keeping correct time on your wristwatch, on the wall-hung clock, whatever you were using. So I was really fascinated to learn about this and find out the deep history there and how it might not be there forever.
And you said that it's been doing this for like 70 years?
Yeah, it started in the 1940s on Maui first, and then in the 70s it moved over to Kauai. And yeah, a radio station that, along with two other stations in Fort Collins, Colorado, were for a long time responsible for keeping time across North America. There's even reports that this little tiny radio station on Kauai had been used by folks who were trying to keep precise time on their radio-controlled clocks as far away as South Africa at one point.
Wow. It's amazing reach.
It is amazing reach, and so it still works, it still functions, but today GPS has really taken over in terms of the way we keep time and all the things that we use precise time data for, such as, you know, ATM transactions. Even precise time has to do even with how power comes into your house from the electric grid and turns on all the lights. So GPS has really taken over a lot of this. You'll see it everywhere you go, traffic signals, keeping those in sync. But this, I guess, is a really important backup to have because GPS is quite prone to cyber hacking.
Right. So how did this get on your radar?
You know, just Googling around the internet, which I often do when I'm, you know, looking for story ideas. And I stumbled upon this and kept reading and reading and noticed that in the upcoming budget that President Trump has, there's a proposal to cut the funding that supports these radio stations. So I just dove in and really found a lot of fascinating history.
So now what happens if they cut the budget? How large is the budget?
Well, the budget for these three radio stations, the one here in Hawaii and the two in Colorado, is about $6.3 million. So if that money is cut, the radio stations presumably would shut down. Again, we would use GPS. Anything that still uses these today would use GPS. So it's not like we would lose all sense of time if these were to go away. But some of the experts do say that they still are used by approximately 20 million clocks in the United States are still using these radio stations. So presumably those wouldn't work anymore.
So they just zero out the budget? I mean, how many jobs are we talking about?
On Kauai, it's four jobs, but it's about a little bit more than 130 jobs related to the radio stations.
So, yeah, that's really fascinating bit of history. And when would this be cut, if it is cut?
Well, the fiscal year 2019 starts in October. So apparently last year these radio stations were also slated to lose their funding, but they did survive. So we'll have to see what happens.
Well, I mean, that's just like another month.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
Wow. So I'm really surprised that we haven't heard more about this.
Yeah, I am too. I didn't even know that this existed out there, but now I do. And it has a lot of great history from, you know, commemorative QSL cards that they had celebrating the Hokulea's voyage to Tahiti back in the 70s. I mean, there's so much you can dive into with this story.
Yeah, but I can see how the folks that support this service would like to see it remain in place because it's really kind of a redundancy for our system.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I guess the folks at the federal government are, despite these looming budget cuts, are actually working with Homeland Security to provide them with a proposal that would state, you know, it would hash out all the ways that these radio broadcasts are still relevant and could be this really important backup for when GPS is down.
Yeah, really interesting. Thanks for that story, Brittany.
You're welcome.
That was reporter Brittany Light with today's Reality Check. To read her full story, visit civilbeat.org.